I'm Sydney Rogers, and welcome to another edition of FLX Weekly here at FingerLakes1.com. It is November 27th, 2019. It's Thanksgiving Eve, and we are live inside the FingerLakes1.com studios with Jim Senacropi, and as always, every last Wednesday of the month, Catherine Chase from the Cayuga Lake Wine Trail.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
And a very special episode today.
Yes,
it's the day before Thanksgiving. Do you guys consider the day before Thanksgiving a holiday unto itself?
Yes.
The same way Christmas Eve is to Christmas?
Yes.
I don't so much.
I do.
I don't either.
Well, today's show, we have a sponsor.
Oh,
so
great.
Before we get into this, today's show is brought to you by CB Designs in downtown Seneca Falls. You will not want to miss out on the amazing Black Friday deals they have going on. We're talking about like 50% off featured items when the doors open at 10 a.m. on Friday morning. You can follow CB Designs on Facebook and on Instagram to preview all of their Black Friday and Small Business Saturday deals. And I mean, you can listen up, fellas. You can grab all your holiday gifts for all the special women in your life.
Yeah, hint, not hint. Just the late women shop at CB Designs. You can go in there as a man.
You sure can.
And buy
everything you need for every woman you have to buy for in your life. You could have a one-stop shop, make your life easy. Doors open, like I said, at 10 a.m. It's 102 Falls Street and downtown Seneca.
Sometimes Christine knows, she knows so many people in town that she knows the person you're buying for, their style and preferences.
She's really good about that. I know firsthand that my sister sends AJ down there, her boyfriend, constantly, and will just say to Christine, like, I like this style. What do you have down there? He'll go down there and he'll get it for her, which is a very nice man.
Well, anyways, also one nice thing about CB Designs is Christine posted a video on YouTube of decorating tips for the home, inside her home. So we're going to actually feature that in Finger Lakes 1 Thanksgiving night around 7 o'clock. I think it'll go up, and it'll be there on Thursday night and all day Friday.
Cool.
It's a good little video.
You got to check it out. There's a lot of good deals going on for Black Friday in this small little town. But it is Wine Wednesday again. On, people call it Drunksgiving Eve, you know.
Yeah.
These millennials nowadays, which is me. I'm a millennial. But
me too, but I don't call it that.
Well, I feel like it's perfect for being Thanksgiving Eve, Drunksgiving Eve, Wine Wednesday.
Whichever.
So you're going to tell us about all these. We have three.
So we have a bonus wine today.
Oh, thank you.
So I still have two wineries. I have a dry Riesling from Toro Run, and I have two different cranberry wines from Montezuma Winery. Hmm. One is a cranberry bog, and the other is a bubbly bog.
Nice.
Oh.
Which is always fun.
Interesting.
So I'm not going to touch base on the dry Riesling too much because we already had a Riesling week.
You're right.
But the reason that it pairs so well with Thanksgiving is because it's a crisp, fruit-forward wine, and so it just brings out the natural flavors in the turkey because it contrasts so well.
Riesling and turkey. Does
I wish we had turkey so we could, you know, try it firsthand, but
we
couldn't quite.
Darn it,
about
Jim.
24 hours now, we'll have all the turkey we could want.
Yes, yes.
You're right. So this one's from where?
Toro Run.
We're drinking the Riesling first.
Yep, this is the dry Riesling from Toro Run.
It smells delicious. I love Riesling, so I'm sure it'll be good.
There's a few bubbles in there.
It's one of my favorites. Yeah, it is a little bubbly.
Mm-hmm. So good.
So the sweeter the Riesling is, the better it'll go with the salty ham, if you also have a ham on Thanksgiving.
Huh.
I love sweet Rieslings.
I really wish
I like all Rieslings
right now. That's like
I know, double-fisting turkey
in
and
the
wine.
Kitchen, drinking.
This would also pair well with stuffing and mashed potatoes and about everything except for green bean casserole.
Yeah, I think Riesling pairs with everything every single day of the year. So, but it does
goes
go especially well
on
with Thanksgiving.
Too.
Yeah, it pairs well with itself.
Now, this is a great Riesling, too.
It is. It really
this is.
Is
really
local
good.
Grapes?
Yeah.
I would assume mostly since we're drinking the Riesling.
Toro also has a semi-sweet Riesling as well, if it's a little too dry for you. But because Riesling is so fruity, so fruit forward anyways,
it doesn't need it.
It's not too bad. No, it doesn't need it.
Good breakfast.
Yeah. So moving on to the two bogs. So we all have the same color glasses. The blue glass is the regular one, and the green one is the bubbly one.
What do we taste first? Would you
try the bubbly one first, because it is a little drier.
Try the green bubbly.
Try the green bubbly first.
I don't think I've ever had cranberry bog.
So I'm going to talk about them both while you guys sip. So these are from Montezuma Winery here in Seneca Falls.
Ooh, different.
They are New York State cranberries. And just like the Ocean Spray commercials, they flood out the fields to harvest the cranberries.
Is that how they do it?
Yeah, that is how they do it. It's not just for the commercials.
Cranberry bogs. They're actual bogs.
Yeah, they're actually bogs.
Called cranberry bog.
So this is 100% New York State cranberries. They are fermented in the skins just like a red wine would be, which is where it gets its color from the red cranberries.
So there's this isn't made with grapes?
So the bog does have some grape in
right.
it. It is 60% Cayuga White, 40% cranberry.
Yeah, it's nice. It's
or the bubbly does.
It is so interesting.
The bog is pure cranberry.
This would be a great wine all Christmas season.
Mm-hmm. It is very festive.
It reminds me of one of my chapsticks, and it's probably like a
cranberry,
but like it's just so weird. It's giving me like back in the day chapsticks.
You're having nostalgia?
Yeah,
nostalgia.
This wine?
A chapstick that you weren't supposed to eat, and like you get it on your lips and you taste it, and you're like,
You're not supposed to eat any chapstick.
I don't think they make any type of chapstick that you're supposed to eat.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Maybe.
No, they need to make bigger tubes.
That Showgirl does, actually.
Probably does. So the reason cranberry works so good for turkey, not just because of cranberry sauce, it has such a sweet start but ends so tart that it complements the turkey as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good for sweet and dry drinkers because it has a sweet and tartness.
For the same reason that cranberry sauce works with turkey, this sweet mm-hmm. wine would work
with
turkey.
What if you put the cranberry bog in with the cranberry sauce you're making?
You could have made it. I made my cranberry sauce already because it's actually better if it sits a few days in the fridge.
And it's not shaped like a can?
Right. Well, I got big berries in there too. But I make it with orange juice.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd want to make you probably could make it with this cranberry bog wine, but at some point, too much cranberry, like the cranberry taste in this would get overwhelmed by the thousands of cranberries in the cranberry sauce already.
Yeah, I don't know if I would even be able to drink like more than a few glasses of this for me because it feels super sweet.
Yeah.
Even though it's like not sweet at the same time. It's weird.
Have you tried the other one yet?
Nope.
I'm still on the
switch. So you don't have to drink the whole glass before you start the next
one. I really like
it.
I like them both.
Yeah, I like the bubbles too.
And this one is the same thing, but
so
not
this
bubbly.
One is the cranberry bog. The other one was bubbly bog. So
bubbly
this one
bog.
Is 100% cranberies.
Oh boy,
sweet to start, tart to finish.
So it's 100% cranberry wine.
Yeah,
and you can tell there it's more tart.
Yes,
difference between if you mix, let's say you've ever had Ocean Spray like half grape, half cranberry juice. That's what this kind of was like, but if you had Ocean Spray 100% cranberry, it's like hits you a lot harder. This one hits you a lot harder.
Oh,
I can't even taste
what?
The alcohol in this. Is that bad?
I think my
with
chapstick
that, cranberry
that
taste.
I have on right now is like mixing with this, and that's why to me it's like tasting so different.
So chapsticky.
Yeah.
So I got a quiz for you guys.
Okay.
How much residual sugar do you think is in the cranberry bog? The one in the blue glass.
Oh, let me try and think back to one of your other shows. It's got to be a lot more than usual, but it probably is a trick question.
As a baseline, how much is in that Riesling?
Probably like 0.1.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
I would say this is probably 3 or 4.
It's 12.
Oh. 12? Wow.
But because it's so tart and so acidic, you can't taste it. And the bubbly is 9%.
Wow.
So, like,
that's a lot of sugar.
I was talking to Bill, the owner of Montezuma, and he was giving me the facts. He's like, if I'm doing a tasting, I will not say how much the sugar is because it could immediately freak somebody out. Because 12 is a lot, and that's super sweet. But because it is so tart, it's not really that too sweet.
I could really see cooking with these, but I wouldn't make cranberry sauce with them, is what I'm saying. Like you mentioned, I could see making some type of pan sauce. Or even a vinaigrette of some type for a salad with this.
You're getting some ideas.
But I wouldn't make cranberry sauce out of it. No, I wouldn't.
Well, that would probably be
too much.
A little overwhelming. But the more I drink it, the more I'm acquiring a taste for it. At first, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Yeah, I don't love the taste of cranberry.
I don't love cranberry that much either.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I was a little nervous, but the more I drink it.
They're great.
The more I drink it. Yeah.
I think all the
So while you're drinking, great. Let me just talk about the wineries real quick.
Please do.
So Montezuma is the one here in Seneca Falls. It's owned by the Martin family. They started out as beekeepers. They had thousands of hives all over the state and even down to Florida. And then they made honey wine.
Cool.
Called mead. They are the only meadery on Cuga Lake.
Yep.
Then they eventually stemmed out to fruit wines and grape wines. They also have apple wine, rhubarb, blueberry, and then obviously cranberry. They have, and spirits, they have spirits as well. Speaking of spirits, this cranberry would taste delicious cut with vodka.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely know some cranberry vodka.
Yeah, or even a spritzer like Fresca and seltzers would taste good too.
Yeah, you're right.
And so Toro Run, they are the newest winery on the wine trail. They planted their first vines in 2009. They joined the trail in 2014. Chris Weaver, one of the owners, he's the face of the paella on the patio. He makes like the giant bowl of paella one Sunday a month in the summer. But he also does the bull runs in Spain, which is why of their stuff is Spanish themed.
Yeah.
Wait, like he runs with the bulls?
He runs with the bulls.
In Pamplona.
Or the bulls run with him. I don't know which, but yeah. Yep.
I need to ask him some questions.
And they also
bring him in next time, right about the time. Yep. When does he usually go? It's in the spring, I think, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Let's bring him in on a show.
Okay.
Call him up mind. And I want him to talk about
Do you hear that, Chris?
Yeah, I want him to talk about his running with the bulls.
He'll tell you about it.
I wonder if he's seen people like...
Oh, he's seen everything, I imagine.
Oh my goodness.
As long as they're not behind him anyways.
Yeah, right.
And Toro Run probably has one of the best views of the lake because their tasting room was perched on a hilltop.
Way up top there.
Their menu tends to be a little drier. They do have a couple sweet wines. They just introduced a really delicious sangria as well.
Ooh, I love sangria.
It's really good.
What is it, white or red sangria?
It's red.
They're all so good. But
I've never seen a white one.
You have it?
I don't think so.
I would Unless tell I'm close you where minded. I have them from, but I don't remember.
Because you drank the whole bottle.
So go figure.
So that is my spiel.
Well, I'm very surprised at the cranberry vodka.
Are you very surprised? I had three sips.
I am very surprised.
I love them all. And again, I like a lot. If it's good, I like it. I mean, I don't have a type.
Yeah.
Do you prefer bubbly or non-bubbly?
As a rule, non-bubbly, but I like bubbly sometimes. If I'm cooking, depends on what I'm making. But I usually like a dry red when I'm cooking, but it depends. Like with Thanksgiving tomorrow, I'm probably going to be drinking a dry white or even a Riesling while I'm cooking. I don't know. I like all wines. I like sweet wines too, like really sweet Niagara.
Yeah.
But we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we all
I like, all,
like
wines.
All wines.
There's none that
That's why we
my
have
nose
Wine
up,
Wednesday.
As long as it was well made.
We benefit them and we benefit us. But I actually never like the bubbly stuff we've talked about before too, but I almost prefer this bubbly.
I prefer it too. It's a little less intense.
I like the bubbly.
Because it cut with grape.
I like the bubbly cranberry, but of the two cranberries, I like the bubbly better. But they're both good. They're just different. The one that's 100% cranberry is pretty unique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think people drink this like seasonally more so?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is it more?
I apologize. I'm like, sorry that everyone's going to buy Bog after my podcast. He's like, no, everyone's already coming in. They just, it's like a holiday staple. Yeah.
That's something.
I'm going to stop out.
I learned something new.
It's just up the road from us here.
Yeah,
in
just
the studio,
up the road.
Montezuma.
I do want to talk about, before I forget, that there's a Thanksgiving dinner that's going on in Seneca Falls, and it will be hosted at the Seneca Falls Elks Lodge. It's number 992, and the Seneca County United Way is part of it. It's on Thanksgiving Day, and it's from 11 to 2 p.m. at the Elks Lodge. It's open to all Seneca County residents in need of a holiday meal or a place to go on Thanksgiving. Delivery is available to those who are in absolute need, and you can call 315-539-1135 to register for deliver, or call the same number if you're interested in volunteering. It's 315-539-1135. And I think that's awesome. I wanted to throw that in there because some people can't afford to buy a whole Thanksgiving meal or don't have even, you know, the family to...
It's a continuation of what Ann Sandroni and the Sandronis did at the downtown deli for years.
Yeah.
But the numbers are always big, which shows that it is serving a purpose. And it's a good thing that we have people willing to help out to make that happen, because nobody should not be able to have a nice Thanksgiving dinner.
You are so right.
On Thanksgiving.
Speaking of Thanksgiving dinners, are you starting super early? When do you start your Thanksgiving?
Drinking or eating?
Both.
We're eating at about 1:30.
And when do you start drinking?
Around that.
7
I don't know. We'll see how anxious I am that morning.
Do you do a lot of Thanksgiving dinners, or do you have like one place that you go?
Just the one place. Mm-hmm. And there better be leftovers, Mom.
Oh. Bring your own containers. Yep. That's what my mom says nowadays, because we use her so much. But do you usually do just one Thanksgiving?
Yeah. The only holiday we double up on is like Christmas.
Go to a few different places. Yeah.
But I cooked this Thanksgiving dinner for my wife's side of our family. And I think we have 12 or 14 people. Thanksgiving dinner is not hard to cook.
Mm-mm. No, we talked about that. Was it last podcast we talked about that? We realized it was like such basic food, but yeah. It's so good.
How do you cook your turkey? Oven or do you fry it?
Oven, yeah. I cook in the oven.
My dad fries it. It is so good.
It is fried.
And
I don't
have
a fryer.
Too.
And
Black Friday sales. But you can get one for next year.
Yeah, no, smoking, it's a great way to do it, too, if you have a big smoker. But I don't know. I stick it in the oven early in the morning and slow cook that bird. Stuff its body cavity with... I usually go with...
sounds so gross.
Orange... Well, it is a huge carcass.
It is.
A giant turkey carcass, you know, in your sink. You're rinsing it, you're panning it dry, and it's like, ugh. Sticking rubbing butter on the dead carcass of the turkey.
I don't usually think of it that way.
I know, nobody does, but if you're cooking turkey, you might, because you've got to pull out the freaking
You got to get all up in there,
out of there.
Whatever else.
I always miss something in the bag. They have one hidden way up there.
Oh, yeah,
that I always miss it.
And it's a nightmare when that happens.
I forgot.
But
does the bag, you have to put
there's
the
like
bag
two
in?
Giblet bags.
Do they come in? Like, if you buy a turkey at the store, this sounds naive.
It's in there.
It's already
stuffed up in there in the former throat of the turkey.
Yep.
And you have to still take all the stuff out of the bag, right?
Yeah.
If you want to cook it, I throw it out. I don't cook the giblets.
Some people cook it and eat it. Or it could be like a dog food or something, you know?
Hmm. Cook it before you give it to your dogs, all right?
Yeah, probably.
I wouldn't know.
And then the neck you can use to make a broth or something if you want, but I usually got too much going on to worry about extracurriculars. But I take the turkey usually, and I will go with garlic, a ton of fresh peeled garlic, a few quartered onions, a few quartered lemons, and oranges.
Okay.
And then fresh sage, rosemary, and thyme, and I just jam it up in there.
Wow.
That's really the only way you can do it. You can't do it delicately.
Nope. And then I cook it slowly, and I baste it. One for basting it. I know they say you don't need to baste it, but I like to baste it. And then you got to use that also for to make the gravy.
Yeah. Ooh, I bet that's really flavorful gravy, though.
It is. It's
What's
got
your
a
address?
Citrusy, little citrusy tang
right?
to it.
You
but all that
bring
citrus
some.
In the cavity of the turkey, for me, it makes the meat moist.
Mm-hmm.
Meat moist. It makes the meat moist.
I knew what you meant. I'd love that.
I just drank a glass and a half of wine.
Well, I think my time is coming to an end where I can get away with saying, like, I'm too busy or I don't know how to cook. And now my family is slowly starting to be like, what are you bringing for Thanksgiving? What are you bringing for Thanksgiving? I'm like, I'm going to have no time to make anything because I go out on Thanksgiving Eve.
Well,
oh, come on.
A couple days before. No time. You kidding me? I got to go out tonight, too.
I don't
too.
Have
I'm
time.
Cooking
and I
for
have
14
to,
people.
Yes, you do.
I have to make sure my dog is all situated. I come into
you
town
You are so
now.
Full of excuses. I can't even.
But you know what? I ordered a pie from my niece.
Well,
and
that's good
I
enough.
Might just
bring the pie or make a corn casserole.
I can
so
make
simple.
My green bean special casserole
exactly.
that Eve gave us that's healthy.
Yeah, you could do that, or you can make a corn casserole is very easy to make.
I know how to cook, believe it or not.
Doesn't
I just,
sound like it.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe
I
that
do.
Either.
I
could,
do.
You could make the corn casserole like Tuesday night and then
that
put it in the fridge and just warm it up.
Preparation?
Yeah, ahead of time thinking, you know. I'm going to do it maybe next year, but Right now, I'm going to milk it until I don't have to.
I hope they hear this and you're not off the hook.
My mom said I still have to bring something. I haven't figured it out.
I will. I like to bake, so I wanted to bring something. I'll bring like 8 things.
So what do you bake?
Really nice.
What for this Thanksgiving?
I always have to make the deviled eggs because you gotta have deviled
eggs. I've made those. I love deviled eggs.
Yeah, and I'm making a pie, but I haven't actually decided what kind of pie I'm gonna make yet. I'm just gonna have chocolate in it.
When are you gonna make it?
Tonight or Thursday morning.
Oh yeah, true. See, don't have time for that because I go out and then I'm up. Super
what
early.
Time do you go out? 5:05?
Yeah, right. She started like 20 minutes ago when you pulled
the wire.
Oh, this
is true. Yeah. She's already out.
So that's why I should just not take lunch. I got to leave early. Got to get ready. Got to go get my dog.
Got to do your nails.
No, I'm too lazy to do that stuff. I don't actually get into all the girly stuff. I just like to go out and have a good time. Mm-hmm. And then I go out in the morning too, so I don't have time.
Do you go out in the morning?
Yes. 8:30 in the morning. Second Falls, Dewey's, Third Ward Tavern.
Lord have mercy.
My dad. On that note,
I need to keep drinking.
We're going to go into photos before we run out of time.
Oh, yeah, we are running out of time.
So if you want to join me, you know where I'll be. First up this week, we're going to try and circle back to what we messed up on last week. It was our first mess up ever. But Debbie Bauer sent us a beautiful picture from Havana Glens in Montour Falls. And that looks like the right photo, so we're on the right track.
Yep, that is nice.
I think that is
looks like
great.
It was taken a few weeks ago, too.
Absolutely. Next up is a shot by Mike Ryan of the famous Hunter Diner in Auburn.
Diner Ranch.
Have you ever been there?
I have not.
I have not either, but every time I drive by it, TJ talks
solid
about
it. Solid diner,
yeah. He went to school in Cuca or something, and he said that they lived in Cuca. Auburn. Yeah, he said they lived in Auburn, and I was like, that doesn't even make
Cayuga,
any sense.
Cayuga, you mean?
Yeah.
CCC?
No.
Cuca College is like nowhere near
I
the
know, that's why I don't understand, right, but I know he went there.
All right.
All right. Robert Stopper captured this photo of Dana 2 at the Lions Dry Dock. Dana 2.
Name of the tug.
That looks cold. There's some snow on there.
Yeah,
it looks
this was
like.
From 2 weeks ago when we got that snow.
And another by Mike Ryan, this one of the outlet in downtown Auburn.
Ooh, I like that one.
I do too. That one's nice. Chris Trine captured a rough day on Lake Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Oof,
that
We've
looks
seen
freezing.
Definitely ones like that, but that looks so sweet. Here's a great photo shared to us by Debbie Bauer from Palmyra. Nice.
Well, that from the snow of 2 weeks ago.
I forgot about that snow already. Michael Matisse?
Michael Matz?
Matz? Matisse?
Mattis?
Caught this bird. What are you staring at? Uh-oh. There's an animal that I like. Donald Hayton shot this sunset in Honeyoy. That's pretty cool.
Excellent. Yep.
That looks like not around here, honestly. What is that glow?
Honeyoy.
What is that glow?
The sun?
Sun, yeah. Sun on the clouds.
Yeah.
And Shelly Lannon shared a shot from the northern shores of Seneca Lake as a snow squall moved along.
No, there, get used to shots like that.
Okay, that
everybody.
One's pretty, though.
Yeah,
usually
great.
I don't like the like wintry ones because they just
mind
look so
wintery
cold.
Ones,
but
it's
that
just
one's beautiful. And last up is a shot with white and blue contrast, all docked and ready for winter. This photo is another by Robert Stopper.
The Colonial Bell.
Wow. Yeah, that's not what it looks like anymore this week. It's been pretty warm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I've had to turn my wood stove completely off.
What
because,
a shame.
Yeah. I'm okay with it because I like the warm, but I was like sweating in my house because it was so warm out. All right.
Well, have no fear. It's going to get cold again.
Well, we'll find that out next after you pick your photo of the week.
I liked, what was it called? It was in Auburn, The Outlet?
The Outlet, yes.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Yes, by Mike Ryan. Yep. That was one of The Outlet in downtown Auburn.
I like
that's
that
in
one.
Downtown Auburn?
It's near downtown Auburn.
Well, I'm going to go with, I'm stuck between two. Okay, sorry, bird, but I'm going to have to go with Shelley's because it was actually a really beautiful photo on Seneca Lake.
It was.
The Christmassy, wintry one, mm-hmm. even though I loved the bird.
Well, I'm going to go with Catherine on this week.
Good choice.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we're, I want to get the a few fallish ones while we can in because winter's coming. We're getting a lot of snow
pictures. Winter is coming.
There's a lot of months of those.
Well, no, when this one first came up, it was like, wow, that is really neat, you know? Those photos that make you feel like you're there.
It was very sweet. That was a photo shot by Mike Ryan. So congratulations to Mike Ryan. If you would like to share local photos from across the Finger Lakes, you can click the link in the submit content section at the bottom right of our homepage at fingerlakes1.com. And now we are going to move in to the weather and find out what we're working with.
Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy, high near 40, breezy with a northwest wind of 15 to 22 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 36, but mostly in the morning, wind will subside throughout the day. Wind, high wind advisory in effect, actually, for the area through Thanksgiving morning. Friday, partly sunny, high near 34, not a bad day, a little breeze out of the northwest at 7 to 9 miles an hour. And then Saturday's my pick day, partly sunny, high of only 34. But that's my pick day. That's as good as it gets now.
Oh, great.
Sunny, high near 34. Sunday, snow and sleet changing to rain by late afternoon, high near 37, and then head back to work on Monday after the 5-day weekend. And you're looking at rain, snow, and sleet likely with a high near 35. So
how dare you?
I think we're starting to hit that point where we don't bounce back and get those 50s and nice days like we had yesterday.
Yesterday was so nice. I had a jacket on. And I was like, holy, I need to take this off.
It's still cold in the morning, and then halfway through the day, you regret it.
Yeah. Well, that's usually the fall weather, but I think you're right. We're going into the winter. So do you guys do any Black Friday shopping?
I might, but I know I'll regret it.
Wow. No, I don't.
There's just going to be chaos.
I really never go. I think I've gone like once or twice. But
it's a point now when you got the internet.
Sure, you're right.
You know?
I mean, that's true. It's
Black
just funny.
Friday.
There are some really crazy deals, but who cares? It's not worth it.
Well, I think, though, I've noticed that it's not as chaotic as it once was
because of the internet. You can buy online.
And Cyber Monday.
Early.
Yeah. I've already bought a lot of my stuff, and I haven't gone into, like, one store. I've done it all online, which is, you know, in the comfort of my pajamas on my couch, which is nice. But a lot of some people make it a tradition and really, like, go all out on Black Friday. I know TJ's family does, but
this week, my daughter has her first JV basketball game at South Seneca on Friday, and it's a tournament that we play Saturday, too, which, conveniently enough, Saturday night at 4, Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, we kick off our high school basketball live streaming schedule. It's a 4-person tournament, girls basketball, Minders, Weed Sports, Seneca, and South Seneca, and Palmyra at the Jack Gannon Arena. Dave Barnick and Mike Alessio will be on the call. Game 1 at 4 o'clock, game 2 probably a little bit before 6, right about 6 o'clock, and then we're underway.
And then it's just nonstop until
then. Next Thursday, we would be going again live at Newark for the first night of the FL Finger Lakes tip-off classic tournament, whatever they're calling it. Game 1 would be Canandaigua and Victor.
Oh.
We're going to get a Canandaigua Victor game on FL1 Sports. And then game 2 would be Waterloo Newark. Waterloo number 1 in our power rankings, which were released Sunday. Newark number 2.
Oh,
so they're
going to
face off in Newark. Yeah, it's going to be great. That's next Thursday. Myself and Kevin Korzeneski will have the call from Newark there.
So your weekends from now on are just going to start being basketball?
No, we don't always have basketball this week on weekends, but my daughter's playing. Yes, I will be.
Yeah.
But that's it. You can't golf in the summer. You might as well go into the gym and watch some basketball.
Do you have any special plans this weekend after, you know, you got the Thanksgiving tomorrow, but do you do anything on the weekends?
We're going to get the tree.
Oh.
I know it's early, but
I like to get it on Black Friday, but I can't this year. Maybe I can still. Maybe I'll figure a way.
Sounds like some excuses.
And you know those. If I'm going to buy a live tree, I'm going to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
I just go to the Waterloo Fire Department and get it, and they deliver it right to my apartment.
Oh, well, that's
nice. They wrap it up in the mesh. Charlie Barbade's up there in Rumseyville, and he delivers too. But, I like to get it early too because, like you said, it's once you get it up, you're going to have to eventually take it down.
They're
might as well enjoy it while you can.
Either.
No?
It's like $40.
No, 7.5 footer is usually what I go with.
I always got real trees, and for the last 2 years, we've had a fake tree. But I like it because it's got, like, the fake little snow, so it kind of already has a little bit of decoration.
What, a fake tree?
Yeah.
I
he gave me the option to get, like, he's like, do you want to go get a real tree? I'm like, not this year. I just want to put this one up. So I put it up in like 2 seconds, you know.
Yeah, no, it's together. A lot easier, but it's just,
it's not as festive.
It's not authentic.
I mean, yeah, you take a real ass tree, you cut it down, you put it in your house.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's a crazy thing to do.
It is.
Is it truly Christmas time if there isn't needles in your house in April still?
You're right.
Or that, maybe, the smell.
Know, or the smell,
we'll
yeah.
be doing a lot of demolition and stuff in my house next year, so I'll be like, all right, we just did all this work, time for a real tree.
Yeah.
But I have a few Thanksgivings tomorrow. I have another one on Saturday, so I'm just starting
a
Thanksgiving
few tomorrow?
Today. Yeah, I go only two places tomorrow, my mom's and my dad's, and then we have TJ's dad's side on Saturday. We had his mom's side this past Saturday, so.
I can't wait. I can't wait to eat. I can't wait to cook. I like to cook it. I'm going to cook it. I'm going to eat it. And then I'm going to have turkey sandwiches.
I know.
And later tomorrow night. And then Friday, I will probably have a turkey sandwich. I'll also warm up some stuffing with gravy. And then probably Saturday, more turkey sandwiches.
I can't wait for a turkey sandwich either, actually.
I have it on good authority that the cranberries taste really good with leftover turkey sandwiches.
Oh.
Yeah, I could definitely,
you better go
for
get
sure.
some. You
yeah, no,
get
I'm some. Around to what Montezuma
is. Like, I'm mentally there already.
Yeah, I'm ready for a turkey sandwich, but that's really all the time we have.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we went
thank
a
you
late.
For giving us some Thanksgiving goodies.
You're welcome.
And thank you for joining
thanks,
us.
Thanks, Catherine. We'll
always.
See you on December 30th, which will be a Monday.
Yes.
Because Wednesday, last Wednesday in December is Christmas, and we have plans.
We have
December
plans.
30th, though, 2 days before New Year's, and 1 day before New Year's Eve, you'll be back in studio for a special Monday edition. Monday edition.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. If you did, you can click like, you can share with your friends, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you next Wednesday, as always. And until then, we hope you have a great Thanksgiving here in the Finger Lakes.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Cheers.